HQ. This is the Blue Ridge Jim Eternet. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. For any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-ins. First there is Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM. He brings on Miss Isla, N4IEI, to make their home down in Traveler's Rest. Next is Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. They make their home down there in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ. Make the home up here in Hendersonville. Next on the list is Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we've got Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we've got Mr. Mike, K4GAT, out of Simpsonville. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins, and we don't have any Echolink stations. So we will start with our RF section, and tonight being Saturday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wear Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no to you tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, all on the net.
There's a good group to start us off tonight. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they make their home out of down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, brings along his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down there in Wear Shoals. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and multi-night also, and keeper of all things SwapNet, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make the home down there in Easley. And Gary, thanks for picking the net up for me last night. Sorry I didn't make it in time. Just a few minutes later than I thought I was going to be.
Okay, I enjoyed it. Had a good net. I hope you have a good one tonight. And thanks for calling it tonight. Listen to you for tomorrow night as well. KO4HKX, KF4DOS, back to net.
Again, thank you. And tell Miss Joy Elise and I said hello. And appreciate all the help you've given me over the last couple years in this hobby. All right, with that, we will try again. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
Control. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo Foxtrot Tango, Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX Obliterator 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Michael, K4AFT, and he makes his home down there in Central. And Michael, thanks for stopping in tonight. I do appreciate that. And welcome every night. With that, we're going to move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 Easy N, Harry in Cannon, North Carolina. Good to hear you again. Be negative, negative tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
So 4HKX, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4 Easy N. He makes his home over there in Candler. Harry, good to hear you, and it's good to be heard. And won't be long before we're over your way. It's a ham fest here. As fast as time's going, it'll be turn around and it'll be here.
I should, but, yeah. We've got our fingers crossed that we're going to have a really good year. Things, the ducks are beginning to assemble. We haven't got them in a row yet, but we're gathering them. So spread the word. We had fun last year and looking forward to some more fun this year. So turn it back to you, Patrick. Good to talk to you. KC4EZN.
Hey, looking forward to it. I've been the last few years since I got my license and have enjoyed every year. Look forward to meeting everybody again this year and seeing what's out there. But thanks for coming in here tonight. I do appreciate it. With that, we will try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that pause, we're going to move on up to India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
Hey, X. Patrick, please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. We have no traffic, no comment.
KO4HKX, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. Makes his home up here in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. And I hope you got out and enjoyed the beautiful day today, because it was absolutely gorgeous up here today. With that, we're going to see if we got any more in the India through Lima group. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
X. Patrick, if you would, please check in WW4. GET, that's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. It's Matthew here in near Table Rock. No traffic tonight.
4HKX. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. I will be in and out this evening.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. Makes his home down there in Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you've had a good weekend so far. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Joe, KK4JD, down there in Greer. And Joe, I hope you've had a good week also. And again, I hope you got out and enjoyed some of this day. It was awful nice. And we're going to pause right here. We've got an EchoLink station up, so we're going to give them priority. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, this is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He's down there in Pentagrass, Georgia. And Richard, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for coming in here and joining us. I do appreciate that. That, folks, if you catch me pausing or wondering what's going on, I'm still dealing with a little bit of sinus issue, so I have to take a break for a minute. I don't think y'all want to hear me cough into the microphone, but with that, we're going to move on up to the next group. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. So it looks like that's going to be a lonely group tonight. With that.
Somebody double with you, Patrick.
Alright, we'll pause right here and see if I double with somebody or whoever it was. Come back in here and give it a try one more time. I think I know who it was, but we're going to make sure. We'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. All right. We'll move on up to Quebec to Tango. Hopefully, they'll come back in here. I think that might have been Mr. Eddie, but I'm not 100% sure. I only caught just a little blip of it. But we'll move up, and I'll come back here. Hopefully, he'll come back around here. Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling in. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
This is KO4HKX on the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a wonderful weekend so far, and I hope you got out and enjoyed the day today. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, and he makes his home down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir, and checking in with me. Do appreciate that. With that, we will try again, Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll move up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypath. And I'll be negative and negative and 73, everybody.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge Humor Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Clint, KQ4YOO. Makes his home down there in Honeypath. And Clint, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try again. Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, good to hear you tonight. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH. Makes his home down there in Taylor's. And David, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. And hope you've had a good week also. Haven't heard you on the radio much, but hopefully it's been a good week for you. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, that's one round through the alphabet, so now we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4, STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative, negative.
HKX. Good to hear you call the net anytime. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here to write you for a little bit. I hope everyone has a good night and I hope everyone has remembered to set their clocks forward so you'll be in sync with the rest of us. We'll talk in a little bit, Patrick.
KO4HKX and Blue Receiver Net, we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve KC4STR down there in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. He brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made the home down there in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around shortly. Do appreciate you coming and checking in, you and Miss Donna, though. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative in
KO4HKX and Blue Receiver Internet, we'd like to welcome our Monday Night Net controller. That's Mr. Duncan, KO4JKB, makes his home up in Asheville, and Duncan, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for coming in here with me. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Well, I guess the nice weather has got everybody out and about, and maybe we'll hear from them tomorrow night. But with that, this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 with portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. I appreciate you calling the net here tonight. This is a... Oh, goodness. We have to go through this, I suppose. We have... there was some question, don't you know, that we would stop this silliness. But I guess with all the other changes that are being made at this time in our history, we just couldn't make this happen, you know, to leave the clocks alone. I don't mind it so much this time, if you understand me. I can just move the hand forward. But I have a lot of pendulum clocks here. And for that, you just have to stop it. You'd have to move it, you know, around 12 hours to move it backwards, which is what we'll do the next time we do this craziness. But I got a thought about why there's not a lot of people here. How about they've already changed their clocks in anticipation of tomorrow's, what is it, 2 a.m. or something? I don't know when they do that. But maybe they've already pushed their clocks ahead. What do you think?
I guess that's a possibility. But that is, like I said, the nice weather, you know, got everybody out and about and they're busy and just hadn't got back into the house or too tired after being out, you know, when you, after a long winter of hibernating and you finally get out to do something, kind of wears you out. So either way, I'm sure they'll be back around. It's just one of those little dips, but I'm with you on the time, the daylight savings time. I wish they'd pick one and leave it alone.
And I can understand time zones. I can understand the need for that. And maybe if you just want to drop in another time zone or something, you know, if somebody just wants to have that excitement of confusion, you know, let's just make another time zone somewhere. I don't know. Maybe somebody will have an idea on that. But, you know, but actually moving the hour in you know, twice a year, that's a lot of confusion. And when I'm not working on the pendulum clocks, I'm working on the clocks that I cannot remember, you know, that don't keep all the little instruction sheets that come with products, you know. And I've got a clock. Bless it. Every time I have to do that, I have to go to the internet, or so it seems. I just can't get more organized than that. Go to the internet and look up the clock. It's a sharp digital clock. Donna likes it. And whenever I have to move it backward, or even move it forward, you know, it does everything with, and everybody's been through this. I don't want to belabor it too much, but I do want to nag about it. You have to press buttons that aren't labeled what you're actually doing. They serve, you know, like this button serves four functions. You know what I'm saying? And you have to press it four times and then go to another one and press that backward and then go to another, press that one forward, and then maybe you've done something. It's the most confusing clock. Even the internet is confused about this clock. I've seen it, it's same model number with, different faces, if you will. And I know this clock didn't come with different faces. It's a mistake. And I've been confused by that on this clock. Clocks have been kind of important in my life. I used to repair clocks. And the only thing more aggravating than changing the time twice a year is an anniversary clock. If you're aware of that, it's suspended by a flat spring. And it has a little bob within it, a glass dome cover, and a little bob within that that goes around one way and then goes around the next way. It winds and goes tick, and it unwinds and goes tick, you know. And one wind, see, well, the reason why this, it's a novelty clock, I suppose, but one wind will run this thing for a year, and I'm not kidding you, it runs it for a year. So every anniversary, say a wedding anniversary, you could use a birthday or whatever, but once a year you need to wind the clock. And the guy that I worked for, he didn't care for them at all. So he kind of had a collection of 34 of these things when I went to work for him. And he says to me, he said, I'm hiring you for one thing. Guess what it was?
The anniversary clocks go up.
We're here. Winter. Well, not just going, but regulated. Now imagine if you have to wait a year to wind this clock, and running it down is a real, you know, and that's necessary too when repairing or regulating a clock. Every once in a while you have to run it down, wind it back up to full, you know, the full strength of the movement. He didn't like him. All the while I worked for him, I didn't like him. And goodness, you know, I was there for a while before I realized nobody's coming in here with anniversary clocks. And we have collected about 36 of these clocks. There's people that dropped off, and now they don't know where they've left them. That could be the truth, you know. That was a kind of a mystery, and I didn't want to talk. He was ticked off about these clocks. It made his shop look nice, though. You know, they do look nice when they're going round and round, and then change direction and go round and round. So they were nice on display in the store, but I was there for a couple, 3 years, and I don't think we ever delivered one of those things complete, finished, done, regulated. He hired me and gave me a book on the subject the same day.
I appreciate you telling me what an anniversary clock was. I'd heard about them, or heard of them, but never understood what the deal was about them. So now I have a little better understanding of that. And most people now, or the younger generation, they can't even tell time with a hand on a clock. They have to have a digital clock.
Okay, what's coming to this human race? I guess I get it, but you make an observation about clocks that apply to so many other things. It's like the world is not going to be the same world. You know, give it another 20 years, I'll be gone. And there'll be other folks here who remember clocks with faces. Oh, yeah, I remember how it was kind of a thing to do. When I was 3 or 4 years old, I remember people teaching me about the face on a clock and how, you know, quarter past the hour. What does that mean, you know? And how does that look on the face of the clock? I remember that. But it's just amazing that we would not keep that going. There are clocks like that all over the earth. And some have been there for hundreds of years, you know, and bell towers and such as that. I don't know. I just don't know about my own species. I just don't know. I won't be around long enough to find out what the end of that might look like. But it is curious. I suppose maybe I'm kind of insulated from folks that are what should I say? Turned in that way. That's my mother's word. Maybe that won't work. This is how they grew up, and this is how they're going to be. You know, I can't tell time on a clock with a face. Yeah, I suppose it's just a thing. You know, what else do you know that's like that? KK4JBQ.
HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, the first two that come to mind is driving with a 5-speed and putting that third pedal down there in the floor, and then writing in cursive. Those are all things of the past anymore, or heading that way quickly anyway.
All right, Chair.
Go ahead there, check.
Everybody else is wanting to get checked in tonight, and this is Kilo Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyabafe, and I guess I'll be negative and negative. I just enjoy listening to y'all's conversation there.
Before HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KF4CKT, down there in Honeyabafe. John, good to hear you, and you're welcome anytime. Sometimes we get to talking and forget that I need to check the see if there's other people out there during the ride you portion. So I appreciate you coming in here and being a part of the net tonight.
I'll try to check in every night now since I got a different radio. I had a friend of mine brought it to me because mine wasn't doing too good. And he brought me one, said, I'll bring you one. Got one over, I'll bring you. So it's that was Richard from over in Pendergrass, Georgia. So he always asked me if he don't hear me on the net. So asked me and said, you didn't check in last night and I didn't hear you. So he always checks in with you by echo link, I think.
For a while he was checking in over RF, but now he's been checking in over echo link, and I see he's out there listening still. So he's been waiting on you.
Okay. Y'all have a good day over your way, and there are a lot of things that's getting extinct now that you used to have a long time ago that you used to watch and have and do, like a straight drive car. Some of them not around anymore, but they're trying to get back to some of it now, I think. But anyway, a lot of the ways we used to do things years ago, they don't want to do it that way no more. So used to, people would race their own their own vegetables and a lot of the stuff that they raised, and the government rented their land from them to keep them from raising it. So that's what got some of that stuff done away with around here. The government rented people's land from them not to do it.
Dealt with that a little bit growing up. My grandfather used to raise crops up here in the area, so I knew all about that. But glad to hear you in here tonight, John. I do appreciate you coming in here and checking in.
WQ, so it's KF4CKT, be clear and back net control.
4T, get him to get on Echolink. He'll like this. I've had it here for... I probably had it a little over 15 years. I like it, but I've been coming in with you and checking in on you with the radio, you know, and then I just thought, well, I'll just get back on Echolink because I can hear better. Sometimes the conditions way down here where I'm at, sometimes it gets hard to hear. So that's one of the reasons I just figured to start going back for the Echolink a little bit, Williams. I get a kick out of that Gary in there, too, when he calls in on Wednesday night. Good hearing you in there too, John. But anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Patrick. Just had to throw that quick comment in there. KC4 PLT, back to net.
Good to hear you in here. Yeah, I thought you used to check in over RF, and lately you've been checking in on Echolink. I didn't know if something happened to your radio or if it was just conditions, but you know how it is. But I appreciate you and John coming in here tonight and hanging out with us and extending the net. Sometimes it feels like we just run through here and check people in, and then we're done. And I'd nice to have a little rag chew with a few people. Now that Larry's back up where he can talk, maybe we'll have a few more rag chews.
Yeah, I get a kick out of Larry. I hear him in there, too, there. And especially Andy there. He's something else, too, there. I know a lot of them, and there's a lot of them I know from the Anderson Radio Club too. I've met a lot of them, and yeah, they something else sometimes. But now they might say that too about me too, Patrick. Anyway, I'll get back and let you see if you can get some more late check-ins or something in here. KC4 PLT, back to the net.
Well, good to hear y'all tonight, and Larry, I'll be right back. I'm gonna see if there's any other check-ins out here. Looking for check-ins in Alpha Thuzulu. Please call KO4HK.
KX. KQ4WHN. Mark and Greer. I'll be negative and negative, but hanging around to listen.
The KO4HK and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Mark, KQ4WHN, and he makes his home down there in Greer. Mark, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by and joining in with us there for tonight. All right, move back over to Larry, and we'll try again here in a few minutes. KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
For HKX, here is KK4JBQ. Well, it's nice to hear other folks coming in after, well, if you had no one to rag you with, then that would be closed. That would be closed, what, 10 minutes ago? And so it's kind of important to have a net that runs at least an hour, I think. I mean, I don't think there's any rule on that, but, you know, you can't make rules on people's expectations. You know, you really can't do that. But it is my observation that people kind of take for granted that you're going to be here for around an hour, if not longer. And the good nets will run like that. Maybe I shouldn't say it that way. This is a good net, and I enjoy, especially the people who give up their time, if you will, and make a very public contribution to getting us all together every night. Just think about it. I'm talking to everybody right now. Just think about it. If this were not available, you go looking for another net. Just, you know, it's to me, it feels like a little bit of security. I know that there are other helpful people out there. And I used to, I've taken the radio out of my car. My particular automobile does not, well, it's an older vehicle, and it seems that it pulls the battery down to have my radio in the radio I'm talking on, to have it in the car, pulls the battery down. Just can't keep the battery going. So anyway, the fix for that was to take it out. And I needed one here in the shack anyhow, so that all works out fine. But I used to have a feeling, I've gotten over it, but I used to have a feeling that if I went out and the radio wasn't working, and for a while when I took it out, I was a little, you know, antsy about that, because if something happened, what? And then I realized I've got a cell phone. And, you know, it's a little more, it's a little different. You know, you're not calling out to the whole wide world. Maybe you're just calling your spouse and letting them know that you've got a flat tire and you'll be home when you get there, or something like that. Oh, well. Anyhow, I think it's been a good night. It really has. And I do caution everybody that tomorrow will be a day where people are fumbling all day long. I got a question for you. Patrick, I got a question for you. Every year we do this twice. And when you have to set the clocks, I don't know. My head gets a little wacky. But just once, I went in when I was working. I went in and I went up to the clock to clock in. And everybody else had already punched in. Everybody. And this wasn't usually the case. And I noticed also that there was a lot of traffic in the store. A lot of, you know, customers already. But it still didn't hit me. So I walked up to one of the cashiers and I says, you know, what's going on here? There seems to be a lot of people in the store. And I know it's, you know, it's just now 9 o'clock. She says, no, honey, it's 10 o'clock. Has anything ever happened to you like that?
For HKX and Blue Stream Internet. Well, Larry, I have to say it has. I was late for church. Been many years ago. I can't remember if it was in the fall or the spring, which one it was, but it had me all messed up. And what's funny about it is I'm the Sunday school superintendent there, and everybody's waiting on me. So it was kind of funny.
Well, that had the potential being worse, a worst-case scenario than just being an hour late for work. And that would, by the way, I had a moment there to figure it out. If you haven't moved your clock forward, it becomes 9 o'clock sooner for everybody else, you see. So it was in the springtime that occurred to me way back. Oh, goodness, must have been in the 80s. I felt so ignorant all day long. Nobody made a big deal about it or anything. But I was not on the clock. And I guess there was that consequence, but it was more embarrassment than anything else. And it was, that's just unnecessary. Can you think of any situation, except for being in sync with everybody else, you see, can you think of any case where that's important today? I mean, what would happen if we didn't do that? Just trying to wonder out loud, why we didn't change it. I mean, it seemed like when all these other changes were taking place, we could have done that, you know, and that would have mean something. It would have meant something to a lot of people.
If I could see it catching anything is kids getting on the school buses. Some of these kids get on the school buses way early, and getting some daylight for them, I guess, that's the only place that I could think of that there's a potential for it to be a real problem.
Oh, Dad, sure. It's a fact. I can't really connect with that because I never rode a school bus. I was, by the time I was went to college, of course, I had my own car. And they weren't running a school bus. In my elementary and secondary schools, it just wasn't a thing that people did it. Not yet, anyway. There were no school buses when I was a kid. And we walked to school, over hill and over dale, through cow pastures, where the most serious thing was a bull that every once in a while, we would never know when the farmer who owned the field would let his bull into that pasture. And it was a very steep hill that we had to go down in the morning and come up in the later in the day when we went home. And so you just couldn't. If the bull started running after you, you couldn't keep up with the bull. Bull would be much faster. We had little short legs anyway. Oh, well, nothing ever really came of it. But we, you know, I had to cross a creek, and I fell into the creek a few times. You know, and it's just a different experience altogether than kids riding on a bus. Just an altogether different experience. Well, anyhow, Patrick, thank you for being here again, and it's been a pleasure to be here and once again talking about the insanity of changing the clocks this way and that way. We'll talk again soon, I hope, and I trust everybody has a good night's rest and muddle your way through tomorrow. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Patrick. 7-3.
4-HKX and Blue Stream Internet. Larry, it's good to talk to you tonight. Glad to hear you back on here, ragged with us. Been missing you for a couple months now, so it's been really good to hear you. And thanks for coming by. I've been missing these little ragged. It reminds me of kind of like the front porch. When you went to your grandparents' house, you know, neighbors would come by and friends would come by and that kind of thing. So I kind of look forward to it. I don't always get to participate and listen to it, but I do look forward to it when I have the opportunity. So thank you for coming by tonight. I do appreciate that and hanging out with us. So with that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins tonight. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Taking, give Gary a call if he's still here. KI4LCI.
Andy, go ahead and call your station, sir.
DOS. KI4DOS. This is KI4LCI. I'll just go ahead and make it public to everybody. Not that me having used the repeaters on Six Mile Mountain, but 14670 to 442125 to 441800 and 145.17 repeaters are all off the air until further notice. I fired a week ago, went across the top of Six Mile Mountain, and all those machines are off the air until who knows when. Back to net control here, KI4LCI.
Well, Andy, thanks for coming in here and bringing that information to us. Yeah, I heard about that, seen pictures of it, and it's pretty bad how it burned up.
So I do appreciate you coming in here and announcing that for the people that didn't know. So, and appreciate you coming in here with that. So, anything else?
Joe, I heard when they were going down from up on this end of the county on the forestry frequencies, but I didn't realize how bad it was until I attended our local meeting out here this past Tuesday evening and saw the pictures. I mean, it done everything up there again. It don't matter whose repeaters it was, county or what. It done them all, and that burned thoroughly up there. J-I-4-L-C-I, thank you.
I've seen pictures of it myself, and appreciate you coming in here. Does anybody need any feels on which repeaters that was? Thanks again, Andy, for bringing that in here. All right, with that, we'll stop here again and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HCAT.
Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, Jack down to Rock Hill, KJ4BKI. Y'all have a great one, man.
Welcome, Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI, down there in Rock Hill. Jack, thanks for coming along here and checking in with me. I do appreciate that tonight. Numbers are down a little bit, so take all the check-ins we can get.
This is Kilo Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ, Jim in 6 miles, no traffic, no round table, but that fire was in my yard.
Okay. Call on the net, if you will, sir. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments. Patrick, appreciate you calling the net for us. 7-3 to you and all on the net.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge Tumor Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KA4FKQ, down there in 6 Mile. And then Mr. Mike, one of our Saturday Night Net controllers, AK4HR, down there in Simpsonville. And Jim, glad to hear that nothing happened at your place since it's in your front yard there. It's, or I hope it didn't anyway. But I appreciate you coming in here and letting us checking in with us tonight. I do appreciate that.
But all the firefighters and the Forest Service, they did a good job protecting my property and didn't have any damage here, thankfully, but they were using my driveway to stage up the fire trucks and the guys with the big bulldozers cutting the fire lines. They're experts. They did just right. And I'm sorry there was damage, but I'm glad I got lucky and escaped it.
For that, I mean, it's an inconvenience. Don't get me wrong. Don't want to belittle it at all, but all that stuff can be replaced. And but. Glad nobody got harmed during that. So that's the important part of it. Right, with that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that, pause there. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4HKX. All right, well, I'd like to invite you back. I'll be calling the nets again tomorrow night. So come by and rag chew with me for a few minutes and check in. A couple people missing tonight that normally checks in on the net, so hopefully they'll check in with us tomorrow night. They were just busy today. Give me just a moment and I will send my net report. This is KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. And don't forget to set your clocks forward. Again, just a reminder on that one. KO4HKX, clear.
For JBQ, KI4LZI.
OCI. Hello, Andy.
That it was going on about this time a week ago. I was listening on the forestry frequency. taxis and hearing all that going down as it was going down. They, the forestry people, and all county fire in Pickens County is about the only thing left on analog. And that's what I was listening to at the time about that. And it's like I told some of them Tuesday evening, it could have been Glassy Mountain, it could have been Caesar's Head, and 8 or 10 years ago it almost happened to the repeater that the Anderson Club has up here on Sassafras Mountain. Come within feet of getting to their repeater building.
Wendy, did they ever discover what caused the fire?
Some pretty good ideas about it, but the person that done it, I hadn't heard if they got him yet or not. You know, there's some of these narcotics that they cook up, and sometimes the structures explode. They're thinking that way right now.
Well, I had no idea that there was that even possibility. I was thinking maybe a lightning strike or a campfire or something like that. You know, the usual things that don't involve breaking law. Although, starting a campfire in the wrong place and not taking care of it completely. Yeah, that's breaking the law, too. Well, I'm only somewhat familiar with what it takes to install all of the equipment to have a repeater on one of these mountains. The closest I've come to it is the thermal belt repeater up there in western North Carolina. But it wasn't because of a fire. It was because it was time to update the repeater shack. I guess it'd be proper to call it that. And it was a shack before that need was addressed. And it's certainly no shack now. It's a very fine, I'll just call it what it is, a repeater shack. But it's a very fine one with all the modern things going on inside. Yeah, that was several months going and a lot of work by some very conscientious club members. That's as much as I know about that. But it seems that you named three different repeaters. Were they owned by different clubs or people?
For hell's sake, two of them was with our group back here, and the other two, you remember W4TWX Jack Norris? If you remember him, the other two was his repeaters. And the EC of Oconee County was keeping them going for him, and you might say Jack Norris donated them when he died to him, and was keeping those other two that was Jack Norris's going just for the general amateur population. I also lost a GMRS repeater. I forgot to mention that.
Well, amateur radio still requires a bit of infrastructure. Now, if you were to remove the repeaters, especially with line of sight being difficult because of the mountains, we turn that around and make that an advantage to have a repeater on a mountaintop. And sometimes there's, 1,000 feet of antenna, like on this repeater, 1,000 feet of antenna, in addition to the height of the mountain that it's on. And that gives this repeater quite a footprint. We're awfully fortunate there's some people out there in the Midwest that the land is so flat, if you could see better, you know, real well, you just look straight ahead and you'd be looking at your backside. No, it's not like that. But I don't know. I was raised in the mountains, and the first time I ever saw flatland was on the shores of one of the Great Lakes up there. And I remember driving up to the cabin that I stayed in, driving up there, and I noticed that the land, you know, there was no mountains to be seen anywhere. And I was looking through the windshield as I was driving, and you could not see anything but the road getting so tiny, way, way, way out there. But I got the real feeling of it when I got out of the car and I walked along the street, or the road, just out front of the cabin there. And you could look to the, probably to the west first, I guess it was. I looked to the west, and the road just disappeared. Just a point out there. Just like it ran off the edge of the earth. And then I turned around, and I was looking directly east, and it looked the same way. If you grow up in the mountains, you just don't get that at all. And I've came to... I was so disturbed by that later I realized that when you grow up in the mountains, it's sort of like you're in a cradle, you know. You're in the landscape, if you will. And in flatland, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing altogether. So here, it's about half and half around here. I live in the hills in Greenville County, and I'm sure there's some flatland involved in this state. It's a big state. Tennessee has some flatland too, further west. Tennessee is a long state. It's laid down, you know. If you took it, I heard once that if you took the state of Tennessee the way it is on the map and turned it up into the, you know, turned it on a pinpoint in the east where I grew up, and you stuck a pin in it right there, and just take the other end and move it up straight north, it would be up into Canada. It's a long state. Yeah, and it used to be that they called the state, it was even on the road signs. When you come into the state, it says, welcome to the three states of Tennessee. There was East Tennessee, where I grew up, Middle Tennessee, and West Tennessee. And it was sometime in the 80s that they took all those signs down and put this state divided up into three parts, put it all back together again when they welcomed people. Welcome to the state of Tennessee. That's probably of interest to nobody, but it was, I went to Memphis, which is on the other side in West Tennessee. I went to Memphis one time, and that was a 12-hour drive. Drove it in one shot. 12 hours on the road. That is a lot of road. KK4JPQ.